here, and today I have Jimmy Wilson on the line. Jimmy is from Georgia in the USA and is the latest senior citizen to talk to me about his 7-minute workout experience. Jimmy says it's been a breakthrough that's inspired him in all areas of his life. So let's hear his story. Hi, Jimmy, are you there?
Hi, good morning, Jean.
Well, it's really lovely to speak to you because I've been following your blog and it's very inspirational, especially as not too long ago you had a stroke, didn't you? And it left you so that you could hardly walk and couldn't get upstairs unless you were on your backside, shall we say?
Yes, that's correct. It was May of 2010. Actually, it was I couldn't go upstairs if there wasn't a railing to hang on to without getting that on my hands and knees.
Mm-hmm. And now, how far on are we since that stroke? Is it just over a year? And you're kicking butt in the gym, aren't you? Putting younger people to shame, I believe.
Well, sometimes, yes.
Yeah. So, do you mind if I go through your history just a bit, just so that I, other people listening to this call can appreciate that the 7-minute workout isn't just for the super fit exercise type freaks. Well, not freaks. I mean, that is the wrong word. But if you're not particularly keen on exercise, it does seem a bit strange to actually want to spend hours in the gym and stuff. So let's see, you are 73 years old in November.
That's correct.
That's right. And you have or had a building construction firm. Is that still going? Because I read somewhere that you were having problems. A lot of people were concerned about your age as far as giving you contracts was concerned.
Yeah, I'm still run a small construction firm, and occasionally I get that where people will just say, I don't want to do business with somebody your age. It does happen.
Yeah. Do you think that's because they know you've had a stroke, or do you just think it's a generalization of ageism?
No. In fact, the people who have said that didn't know anything about the stroke. It was just I would call it ageism.
Mm-hmm. That's really unfair, isn't it? Because often the older people have got the experience and the common sense, haven't they?
I certainly like to think that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there are some people who just get old and they never improve over the years. But if you've got anything about you, then experience should count for an awful lot, shouldn't it?
Yes.
It was partly, though, from what I've read about you, that possibly it was your construction business that contributed to your stroke, because my understanding is that your father suffered from dementia and you became his sole carer, and in doing so it did mean a daily commute of something between 150 to 200 miles daily.
That's correct. Yes, I was at one point I was doing that 6 days a week and taking care of him at home. I did have a helper helping me, but let's just say I was burning the candle at both ends.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do that. You can't do that at any age, can you? But I mean, it must have been terribly time consuming doing that traveling, because I know in America you do sort of have speed limits, so you couldn't have gone very fast.
Well, most of it is on a freeway, so I probably average 70, 75 miles an hour.
Oh, right. Okay. And also during that time, you built your own house, didn't you, next door to your dad's?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of houses are they? Is it timber frame? Is it brick, mortar? What kind of building do you do?
My particular house is built with a self-insulating concrete. It doesn't require any insulation. It's a multi-generational type house.
Mm-hmm. So it's sort of
highly energy efficient.
Oh, fantastic. And were you able to do most of the parts yourself, or did you have to bring in contractors? Because I know at one stage, actually, I was in charge of building our first house. it was an awful time in my life, really, because my husband was abroad, my younger son had just been diagnosed with autism, and we'd sold our house. So we'd bought a piece of land, but I was in charge, like the foreman, to organise everything. And it's quite a strain, isn't it? Because it's coordinating to get all the, like, the plumbers and electricians and everyone to work together.
Well, it's that wasn't my experience. I have so many years of experience. I have 30 years of experience in construction, so it really wasn't like that for me. But also, I was enjoying the process so much because of what I was building that part didn't, any problems with subcontractors didn't bother me. And I did do some of the work myself. I probably did, I don't know, maybe 10% of the work myself. The rest of it was with subs.
I must admit, I enjoyed the process too, and I felt a real sense of achievement. At the end of the day, I can say that I was in charge of building that. But like you, at the time, I was burning the candle both ends because my autistic son didn't sleep hardly at all. And I used to, the only time I could sort of do the hands-on work myself, i.e. clean up after the workmen and stain the wood and that sort of thing, was sort of in the middle of the night. And I found at the end, when it was all finished, while it was going on, everything was fine. But after it finished and we moved in, within a couple of weeks, I had a kind of breakdown, not a mental breakdown, but physical breakdown, where I just simply couldn't move. The doctor came out and he said, "My dear girl, you're knackered." Which I thought just about summed it up. But it does prove the point that you cannot keep on burning the candle at both ends, no matter how much you think you can. At some point, something has to give, doesn't it?
Yes. I in like the end of April of last year, I got my father into a nursing home because he was too much to handle. And I thought at the time that, well, it's finally, I can rest, I can slow down. And within days after I got him into the nursing home, I had the stroke. And I do consider it just a culmination, a physical breakdown from all the stress that I was under. The doctors could not figure out physically why I had a stroke. They couldn't see a blood clot. Blood pressure was not high. So my conclusion was it must have been just the pure stress that I was under.
Mm-hmm. You must have been living on adrenaline for quite a while, I would think. So how did you get introduced to the 7-minute workout? I know after your stroke, you went to the doctor, didn't you? And he or she more or less said, well, here's some drugs to take. About 5 different drugs, was it? Quite a cocktail. And you decided that you would take control of your own health rather than put it in the hands of physicians.
Yes. That was actually while I was still in the hospital. I spent a week in the hospital, and they wanted me to take 5 different drugs. And I had my laptop with me, and I looked them all, the symptoms up, or the side effects. And I just decided I'm not going to take the risk of these side effects. They wanted me to take blood pressure medicine when I didn't even have high blood pressure. So I realized that I was like a fork. I was at a fork in the road for my life. I could either give up and be a victim of this situation, or I could take charge and be responsible for my own health. But I also at the same time realized that I needed some education. So that's when I went on a crash course of studying about nutrition and health. And the next 12 months, I lost about 23 pounds just as a result of paying attention to what I ate.
But you said at that time you had lost weight, but it wasn't necessarily fat because you found yourself with loose skin. And you felt that you probably lost muscle. So is that why you decided to investigate a a workout program to build muscle?
Yes, and it was like a serendipity type thing. I stumbled across a 7-minute workout. And to answer your question about how I found it, I was in conversation by Skype for several months with a guy from the UK.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he referred me to Joel's GVO conference program. And so I got on a conference call one night, and Joel mentioned that he was thinking about starting 7-minute workout. And since I was already looking for something, of course, obviously my ears perked up, and I was in the first group that joined. And I knew that I had lost some muscle. At least I looking at my appearance, I thought so. And I thought, wow, this could be an answer to that problem. I had done all of the physical therapy that they offered. In fact, I'd already been dismissed from physical therapy, and I was sort of like, okay, now what do I do now? And it just so happened that I found 7-minute workout. Perfect timing.
It's funny, isn't it, often how when you're actively looking for something, it comes to you. When your mind is open to it,
yes,
things present themselves, don't they? That's why they're called opportunities, I think, because they're there. But so many people just kind of dismiss them, don't they, and let them go. But that's great that you actually found it. And you've been a Maverick member then, right from the beginning. So did you take records at the start of what you were able to do as far as the weights, the weights and the amount of push-ups and various exercises that you were able to perform? Did you take records?
Yes. I have an iPad, and I purchased an app, an exercise or fitness app, and I have kept a record of every single workout from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you've progressed considerably, judging from your records. And your leg press, the last time I read it, you were up to 430 pounds and was hoping that by December of this year, you would get up to 600 pounds.
That is my goal, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing for somebody who could hardly walk and had to have an electric cart to do their grocery shopping just a few months ago. I'm very, very impressed. Another thing I'm very impressed with you is that you've just mentioned that you have an iPad and apps. For somebody, and I don't want this to sound ageist, but for somebody your age, that is quite good, because I know so many people in your sort of age group that are too scared to even go on a computer, and technology sort of scares them. It's sort of for the young, but you're very much a believer that an active mind leads to an active body, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I was already technically oriented. I graduated from Georgia Tech, so that pushed me in that direction. And I've just always believed in what's the buzzword, personal development. It's a big passion for me. I'm always taking some kind of seminar. I do a lot of reading. The main reason I bought an iPad was to read books on it. I have about 50 books on the iPad, all of which I have read. I'm just a huge consumer of books. So I'm a strong believer in personal development and keeping an open mind.
Do you think that is because of your dad's history? Because I read somewhere that unfortunately your dad had to leave education very, very early because his father before him died, leaving a huge family, didn't he? And your father did not sort of pursue education or exercise during his life, and you possibly relate that to his dementia, is that right?
Yeah, I do definitely link it. And I've been able to watch the consequences of not only not being educated, but actively pushing it away what I would call like a willful blindness or willful ignorance. And I fortunately, I saw the cost of that. And I promised myself I would not live like that.
I think a lot of people, though, as they get older, it comes down to embarrassment. They don't like to admit that maybe they cannot read and write at all or very well, and so they just shrug it off as if it's not important, purely because they're embarrassed, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I call it a defense mechanism for my dad.
Yeah, it's very sad anyway, because you do need to learn. You have to grow, don't you? I mean, anybody can get old, can't they? But you need to just develop yourself, which is fantastic. So you have become incredibly active and you've joined a gym. Were you a member of gym? I don't suppose you were before you had your stroke, or in the olden, not the olden days, but in your younger days, were you active?
Yeah, I had been a member of LA Fitness for a number of years, and in fact, I was in pretty good shape for a period before I started taking care of my dad. And when I started taking care of my dad, that happened over a period of about 4 years. And so I stopped exercising. All my equipment was packed up, and I couldn't even get to it. So starting like 5 years ago, I just stopped exercising. I was in pretty good shape. I was just too busy to exercise.
It's surprising how quickly you can soon get out of pretty good shape, though, isn't it? It seems to be a lot easier to get out of it than get in it.
Yeah, and there was another factor. I was, this is a little embarrassing to admit, but I had never had any illness in my life, and neither had my dad until he was like 87, 88 years old. So I think I was probably a lot arrogant about my health. I just thought, I don't know what else to say. I was just arrogant. I thought that I would just be perfectly healthy until the very end. I with a little bit of willful blindness on my part there, probably.
But I think a lot of people suffer from that. It's especially the young people, they just never think it's going to happen to them, do they? So,
right.
Yeah. So talking about young people, your son and your grandchildren have also started exercising. Is that due to your success?
I can't say for sure. But the timing was almost exactly with my starting to exercise. I noticed my son, about the time I started changing my diet, he started doing the same thing. I don't know he would say it was directly due to that, but in fact, he made fun of what I was doing, but yet he started doing it himself. And then a few months ago, he and his sons, also about the time that I started back to exercise, they joined a gym, and they've been exercising together since.
Well, certainly when you become a product of the product, it must inspire others. And one of the nice things about the 7-minute workout, which clearly you've realized because you do a lot of blog posts and interaction in there, is the way inspiring others really helps them come on, and also how much other people's success inspires you.
Yes, I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about all the comments I see within the forum is that there's no bitchiness or backbiting or anything like, you know, it's all right for them, they've whatever. It's all very encouraging, which I think is really nice.
Yeah, I would say one of the main factors in the success of 7 Minute as an enterprise is the social media part of it. I can't even explain it, but I get inspired when I get on there and read some of the comments, like Melissa. it's just amazing to me what she has done, and others, or Mike Reed is another one. It just, it's very, what's the old word, motivating to hear other people's success, and I delight in their success. So the social media part of it has been a big boost for me.
Mm-hmm. So are you, I mean, obviously you got into the 7-minute workout because of the health and fitness benefits. Are you taking advantage of the possible financial benefits too? Are you trying to promote it to build a business, or is that a secondary side?
Yes, absolutely. I've already reserved a couple of names for websites, and I am working on the content for my website. So I will have a blog. I already have a blog, and I will transfer that blog over to the new blog that will incorporate 7-minute workout, plus a marketing website of my own.
Mm-hmm. So if you could sum up the 7-minute workout and the benefits of joining it in as it compares to other programs out there, what would you say briefly?
This so happens, I do have quite a lot of experience, several years of searching for networking opportunities, and I've spent quite a sum of money researching, and I wound up just being totally disappointed until I found 7-minute workout. And what I was disappointed with was all those other programs that I checked out, and they were not exercise programs, but let's just call them business opportunities. They were putting the money before the product. In fact, the product was sort of incidental, and you get on a conference call, and they may not even talk about the product. It was all about the money. And you know, one of the things I learned in the construction business, if you don't put the product and the quality of the product first, you're going to get in trouble. So I mean, if this was like a godsend to me, for it to not only be a product that works with your health, but also one that I felt very, very good about promoting as a business, because the product is what's driving the business.
So you're saying that there's no hype about the 7-minute workout. It does what it says on the tin, as they say.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm so pleased about the progress that you've clearly made in, it's probably about 17 or 18 weeks now, is it, since the 7-minute workout?
Yeah, I counted it up this week. I think it's been about 17 weeks, yes.
Oh, right. And so your mobility has improved, and your strength, and even your posture. You carry yourself differently, you said. Is that right?
That's correct. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, that's brilliant. And you're back to doing gardening, and you ride a bike again?
I just started riding my bike again.
Is that outdoors?
Still a little bit of residual thing about balance, so I have to be careful with things like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm. When you say you're riding a bike, is that outdoors, or is that a static bike, or what?
No, that's outdoors. I live out in a rural area, so I'm free to move around quite a bit with a bike.
Oh, right, okay. Because sometimes it's not very safe to ride a bike. I mean, in America, a lot of people don't even walk anywhere, do they, yet alone ride a bike.
So, yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So do you think you'll ever get back to playing racquetball, which apparently you did many, many years ago?
Yes, I've been, when I go to LA Fitness, I've been taking some time to watch and looking to see, well, could I do that again? And yes, I found out that I can find racquetball groups by going on their website. So I will be doing that in the next few days and try to find somebody close to my age and give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Well, just be careful. I mean, you sound a very determined character, and I read somewhere that you believe in taking a stand, speaking the stand, and acting consistent with the stand. So if you say you're going to do it, I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
Anyway, it's been lovely talking to you, Jimmy, and I hope things continue to go well with you and that the rest of your life will truly be the best of your life. So on that note, I'll say goodbye and thank you.
Thank you, Jean.
Okay, bye-bye.